From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Taylor Hughes, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Got me feeling some kind of way on this long, a summer day with that smile. It drives me wild. Why don't you come over and stay a while? 'Cause your kiss tastes like sweet tea. Wanna drink them up, pour them all over me. Yeah, Southern boy, you sure know how to tease.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Vanessa Davis, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight is our 607th live concert performance. Woo! We are pleased to present a program of great live music with Taylor Hughes. She is a country blues artist and singer-songwriter from Lexington, Kentucky, now residing in Franklin, Tennessee. She has been performing professionally for a little over 5 years, but got her start in Nashville. Taylor has played at several prestigious venues, such as the world-famous Station Inn. Please welcome Taylor Hughes to the Red Barn stage. Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Taylor Hughes. Here's Brad.
Hey, thanks, Vanessa. Hey, wonderful. You live in Franklin, Tennessee, but I sort of get the impression that that's not your home, not where you grew up.
It's not where I grew up. I'm actually from Lexington, Kentucky, born and raised.
Oh, all right.
Back all in my hometown for the week.
Nice. Then you went through high school here?
I did. I went to Lexington Catholic for my first 2 years, and then I finished my last two at Henry Clay.
And were you already playing music, say, like, let's go back as far as middle school?
Well, honestly, what's funny is that I didn't really start pursuing this till I was about 18, 19 years old. I always did like choir and in middle school and the church and high school and whatnot, but no one actually really knew this is what I wanted to do till I blew my knee out, because I used to play volleyball year round. It was volleyball, volleyball, volleyball. And then my junior year, I hurt my knee and I was like, huh, I think it's time for music. So that's kind of how that got started.
Well, I mean, a lot of people who are really into sports, you know, have an injury that turns things around. And
yes.
For you, this was like an opportunity to give some time to another part of yourself that you'd maybe sort of suppressed
was.
Or something.
I had planned on going to college to play ball because I had some schools looking at me. Like I said, I've always loved singing, and this is always what I wanted to do. Just no one actually really believed it. They thought it was just, oh, you know, she's just the girl in the choir. No big deal. My guitar teacher is actually who got me really started. Some of y'all know him, Mr. Paul Felice. And my parents brought me to him to take guitar lessons because I told my dad I wanted to play. I went to a few lessons and, you know, we started to write some stuff, and Paul was like, wait, you sing? And I was like, oh, yeah, kind of.
And that's how you felt at that time? Like you just kind of are a singer?
Well, I knew what I wanted to do, but like I always tried out for like parts in choir and I never got them. And I was like, well, maybe I'm just not very good. Maybe I'm like making this up in my head, you know? Right, Aaron? Paul was like, we're taking you to Nashville. And I was like, oh, okay. And my parents, you know, found out and they were like, you're doing what? We're taking her where? And that's where I got my start, was on a TV podcast called Nashville Spotlight.
Walk with me, won't you walk with me up the stairs into that room? Lay me down tonight till the morning light. Only sound is my breath on you. Wanna feel your touch, get that burning rush. Only time we have is again, reality sets in, and I'm left here on my own. Why do I let you have this hold on me? Why do I let you break every part of me? I go again, I have to let you. It's like I have no self-control. Say you love me, so don't wanna let me go. A lie you've always told. Why do I let you? with me, won't you walk with me up the stairs into my room.
Yeah. We went down there. I wasn't playing yet. I had just started learning guitar, so I was singing to tracks. My parents thought I was lip singing. And I was like, nope, this is me. And that's kind of how it got started.
Even your parents were unaware of that voice.
They
that
were,
you had.
Which blows my mind, because if you watch like home videos and stuff, like when I was three, I like pushed kids out of the way to get in the front to sing. I'm not proud of it. I swear I was a really nice child. I was ready to be in the spotlight, and I was gonna do whatever it took to do it, so. But no, yeah, they really didn't know till we got down to Nashville, really.
So your teacher sort of signed you up to perform at this event? Is that
how
that happened? What do you remember about that? How many other performers were there?
Oh my gosh, there was a ton of us. It's like a whole weekend event, so there's at least, there's probably like 20 to 30 people a day.
And is there a big prize involved?
There's not a prize, but it was just a way to like get young talent out there. And I had never performed by myself in my life. Like, this is the first time I'd ever been on stage. First time I was playing by myself, or I guess singing, because I wasn't playing guitar yet. My parents were just kind of really surprised by it.
Something Aaron wants to say something.
Oh, Lord.
If you look really hard on YouTube, you can find the video.
You can. There's evidence of my first performance. And it's funny because when I hit the age of 20, I got really sick with like bronchitis and strep, and my voice totally changed, which I'm kind of glad it did, because I used to be like a soprano one, and now I'm like way, way low. But you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. So listeners, you heard it. There is a YouTube video out there if you look up Taylor Hughes.
You can find it. It's not hard to find.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm sure there are people out there right now checking that out.
Angels in me. Get a hold of. Crave that same story's name. You got a hold on me, baby, now I can get some sleep.
Thank you all.
Along the way, you've had, I know a lot of teachers, mm-hmm. but vocal-wise, you've had someone who's helped you along. You mentioned her earlier.
Yes. Her name is Christy Sutherland. She is a gospel singer. She's actually Barbara Mandrell's daughter-in-law.
So is she a Nashvillian?
She is. She lives down in Nashville, too, and she is the kindest soul. Like, she is literally the nicest person I've ever met, and she's got ton of energy, and she's helped me, you know, gain control of my voice in so many different ways. And she actually just had a baby, so we're super excited.
Oh, come on! I wonder if she's listening.
I hope she's listening.
Talk a little bit about some of the things that she taught you as a vocal trainer. What are some things that you learned?
Oh gosh, well, I learned that you need to warm up before shows. That, because I never used to do that. Aaron and I would go play four-hour shows, and I wouldn't warm up. I would just get on that stage and go.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, by the end of it, you are tired. Yeah, cough drops and tea. And she was like, girl, you're going to tear up your voice. But, like, she's taught me, you know, you got to warm up, you know, trying to sing not in the back of your throat, even stage presence, and just, you know, owning your music, owning the stage, and just having fun.
Well, I think it's really interesting thinking about you moving from athletics to music. And also, it's interesting for me, something that you said somewhere in your bio about sort of wanting immediate results. Like when you started playing, like you got into music and you're sort of like, I want immediate results. And now for you, the path maybe has been, you talk about your vocals, you're learning the importance of training.
Yes.
Is it still like pulling teeth to get you to practice on your guitar?
Yes, yes it is. I started when I was 18, but I really didn't even play my guitar till about a few years ago. Cuz I'm very hard on myself. I'm my biggest critic, and you know, vocally it's, you know, I always felt like I had that, you know, I could be better. You can always be better. But I felt real confident in that, but the guitar playing was just so hard, and I'm still learning. As you can see, Aaron's like a savant. And I'm over here like, do-do-do-do-do, and whatnot, but...
Just run with it, Aaron.
Yeah, just run with it, man. If I don't get something the first time, like, I just get so frustrated, and I'm like, I'll just sing, and I'll pay someone to play for me. And my dad's like, no, that's not how this works.
That's why I'm here.
Right, that's why Aaron's here. I have to force myself sometimes to just sit down and, like, just do the drills and to play the songs, because that's the only way we're going to get any better is by practicing, so...
Well, I think you do a nice job. I like your expressiveness on the instrument. It really works, and the two of you together work really well.
We seem to like feed off each other pretty well, and because we're like complete opposites, but we've been playing so long together that like I just kind of know what he's gonna do, and he knows what I'm gonna do, which is weird because Aaron never does the same thing twice.
Nope.
But somehow I know he's gonna do something.
Jim, Jack, Johnny, and Crow, those four apostles jade in my soul. That's pretty rough company for a Catholic girl like me to keep. But they're all right by me. My mama would fave, she knew these things about her daughter, you see. What can I say? God made me this way. Y'all better pray for me. One bread in the rosary, it just ain't enough for me. Baptize me in the brown water, over acid don't get no hotter. Devil's cut that ain't my father. I won't quit till I hit the bottom. Sunday morning I'll be on my knees, but tonight you can find into the whiskey. See the man behind the bar, well he's my preacher. Tell me I'm a sinner, but I don't mean no harm. Jim, Jack, Johnny, and Crow. Mother Mary, save my soul. Oh, I'm red in the rosary. Here's ain't enough for me. Baptize me in the brown water. Over us, it don't get no hotter. Devil's cut, that ain't my father. I won't quit till I hit the bottom. Sunday morning, I'll be on my knees. Sunday morning, I'll be on my knees. But tonight, you can find me. Pray into the whiskey. Pray into the whiskey.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Taylor Hughes, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Taylor Hughes after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.